So what part of the plan was turning Tommy DeVito into Lamar Jackson?
Listen, Tommy did a nice job. It was a good good team win. He did a nice job just, you know, managing the game and getting us in and out of good and bad plays and executing along with the other 11 guys.
I know I was joking, trying to find humor in it, but his running ability, he really hasn't shown that. Just the idea of knowing when to do it and having a feel for that. Is that something you guys worked on, a lot in practice last week?
Yeah, we emphasized it, just the scramble drills and guys working for him and having, Tommy just have it, stepping up in the pocket. If he saw a lane, being decisive and taking it. I think it's just kind of the feel and listening to your feet as a quarterback as you work through your progressions.
How much kind of maybe what you saw in the scramble drills or like throughout the course of the season, mm-hmm. then you go into the game planning of the running, how much of what you mm-hmm. saw in the scramble drills last week versus what's kind of been accumulating all season?
Yeah, we've kind of always had that element of the quarterback run game. We saw it with Daniel, we saw it with Tyrod, and now Tommy had a couple snaps of that as well. So it's part of what we have on offense, and on a given week, some weeks we like it a lot, some weeks we don't. It just kind of goes back to each week.
How much harder is it playing in dome is tough for any quarterback? You got a rookie who hasn't felt that yet. How do you prepare him for that kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, his first start was in Dallas. Dome was loud, one of those kind of atmospheres, and this week will be no different. It's a loud atmosphere. It's a good defense. So we got to make sure we prep the right way.
Are you going to use the indoor facility today to jack up the noise?
I believe so. I believe that's where we're going to be at today, yeah.
I'm curious, obviously Tommy went undrafted. The evaluation process from your guys' perspective, what did you see from him? How much did you even look into him or see from him?
Yeah, we did our evals of, all the guys when we had visits or draft, draft guys or guys for local pro day. Like we detail all that stuff out and watch as much as we can on those guys and put reports together on things that we liked. And so Tommy was one of those guys that was in our building actually for the local pro day. And so we had an opportunity that's different than a lot of other pro days, is you get the opportunity to, meet with them, have them in the meeting room, go out here and then, run our plays and see them, kind of throw it around a little bit, kind of get a more of a live picture of them. And he certainly stood out. And so that's why,
why?
We're happy to have him. Excuse me?
Like, why? Why did he stand out? Do you remember anything?
Yeah, he did. We thought he did the best, performed the best. We thought he was, one of the best ones in the classroom. And then when he came out here and in the rookie camp, he just kept on growing and growing and learning. So he's the guy that fits what we want to do and the guy that we targeted.
What trait of his, kind of building off what Jordan said, what specific trait did Tommy display to you that made him stand out?
Yeah.
Because, you see undrafted quarterbacks all the time, and they almost look like fish out of water.
Yeah, I think when you have young quarterbacks, there's always that growth process, and so you're always figuring out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. I think Tommy, even on tape looking back, was he was very comfortable in the pocket. He had a very nice compact throwing motion. He can get out in space and run around a little bit. He's athletic, and so the things that you saw in college, you try and take take some of those things, how they fit into the offense, and then. As a young player, you're just constantly learning and growing. So, for him, it was the mental side of it. So building in, our routine with him and how we can build him and help him be a professional quarterback.